This ASAP video is brought to you by Alpha Dog Sports. Leave no doubt, this is a one-stop shop for all of your athletic development products. AlphaDogSports.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in Bowling Green, Ohio, at Bowling Green State University right here on the campus. We're in the SIBO Athletic Training Center. And I'm with the director of strength and conditioning here at Bowling Green, and his name's Kenny Goodrich. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Kenny, it's a little chilly outside today, but not as bad as it could be. There's a little bit of snow and dusty snow on that stadium turf right now, but there's a lot going on inside here at the SIBO Athletic Center. Tell us a little bit about what the morning was like. It's February. What's a day in February like for you?
We start most of our days out. We have football groups in the morning. They start around 5:30 a.m. and we roll up to about 10 o'clock with football. We then have our pro day guys come in and they do their workout about the same time. We have volleyball, or some days it's volleyball at 10, some days it's women's tennis at 10. And then it transition into, we have a little bit of a downtime early in the week. I'll have our hockey team in. They usually come in about 11. Then we transition into our lunch period where there's a little bit of downtime. And then as we roll into the afternoon, we'll pick up teams again around 2 o'clock. We usually have softball. We'll have basketballs coming in around 3. Then we'll go into soccer. We'll come in as well. After them, we'll have our throwers. They come in a few days a week. And then we have baseball in at 5. And there's we'll have class conflict kids that sprinkle in around there as well. Swimming and diving come in again as well at 2 o'clock. So it's a full slate for us most days. You know, we're here pretty much 5 days a week, 6 to 6, Monday through Friday. But it's couldn't be better.
Basically a whole lot going on here.
Oh, yeah.
From 6 to 6.
Yeah, nonstop.
And then what's it take to run a program like this? This is an upscale MAC, Mid-American Conference type of program that you've got here. What's it take to run it as far as your staff and everything? What kind of staffing goes on?
We have a great staff here. I'm lucky to have the people that I get to work with on a daily basis. Billy Yates, he's the head strength coach for football. Then we have Emily McClellan. She played softball for us here, then GA'd, and now she's a full-time assistant. We have a graduate assistant in Ryan Whitlinger. He's been with us. He did 3 years as a volunteer during his undergrad. We hired him as a GA. And then Evan Armstrong, he also volunteered for a year before he graduated, and then we hired him as our paid intern. I think the biggest thing that goes into making all of this flow with the 18 sports, and we only have one weight room on campus, is the communication in the working together as a staff. We work really well together. We constantly communicate who's coming and who's going, and we try to set up our workouts so that it flows, you know, knowing that Coach Yates knows that he has we might have volleyball coming in at 10 on the back end of a football lift. He's aware of that. We have a motto within the department, 18 sports, one team, and I think that that's something that we really strive to take to heart here in the weight room.
Coach, how long have you been doing this here at Bowling Green State?
I've been here for 8 years. I got here in August of 2009. So it's been I've got to work. I almost feel like I've worked at multiple places because now I'm the director. But I came here and I originally worked for Aaron Hillman, and then he moved on, and Brandon Horrigan came in. I worked with him for a few years. He left and with the football staff and went to Wake Forest, and then with the new football staff that came in after them, Sean Ettinger was my boss, and that staff moved on and went to Syracuse. And then, you know, I got promoted as director, and we kind of separated the role of director and football guy because the administration saw that a lot of the philosophy was being dictated by who was in charge of football, and they wanted to make sure that everything was consistent for all of the other sports, because we've had a very successful football program over the years. Absolutely. And with the continuous turnover with football, that it wasn't going to affect any of the other sports based on football success.
Coach, simultaneously, while we're conducting this interview, you got a volleyball squad in here, a women's team. What's going on today with their program? They're working on some verticals right now, and kind of explain what they're doing and what they're going to be doing for their workout.
Yep. We coach at McClellan, Emily, she trains women's volleyball. Every Friday, they jump test. And the coach likes in the off season that we do, she likes the Olympic weightlifting stuff. So they're going to do some cleans, technique type stuff. Today, we really hammer really technique in anything, regardless of what the exercise is, and coach it up. So she'll do some clean technique with them. And then they tend to do circuits on Friday for like general GPP type stuff. And the coaches, Coach Tomich with the head volleyball coach, is a big fan of the circuit training and wants to make sure that our girls are fit. And, you know, this allows us to get some conditioning in with them without running them, because they're actually coming from doing volleyball like individuals and slash practice open gym type stuff. So get a little extra conditioning in without running them, keep them healthy.
What would the circuit training be like today, do you think?
We constantly change it up, vary it up. We throw like the battling ropes in. We'll do, you know, barbell complexes. We'll do battling ropes, kettlebell swings. It's constantly varied, and we try to keep it interesting for them. We'll try to throw some stuff in there as well, like the, I don't want to say sport specific, but like more movement specific type stuff, where they'll do like band resisted shuffles, and you know, everything's up for, some days it's for time, some days it's for reps, and we try to keep it, you know, change it up for them to keep them engaged in what they're doing.
Coach, as the spring gets here closer, then what happens as far as what are some of the other teams that are coming in?
We have, like right now, basketballs are going to be going, they're only going twice a week in their in-season training. Once basketball season ends, they'll pick up at the same time. You know, baseball and softball season is starting this week. Softball starts this week. Our Bens, they're playing tomorrow in Cleveland. And then our baseball team opens up at Texas A&M next weekend. So it's as they'll start to transition out of their preseason training, and they'll go to more of an in-season approach. About, we'll have a little bit of time in between football going into spring ball. So they'll lessen up as far as the weight room goes, but then we just basically pick up more lifts for basketball. Hockey becoming out of season, we'll have more lifts for hockey. So it's almost a transition period, and it still stays fairly busy. A lot of these kids like to train, and their coaches do a good job backing us, and they really like the weight room.
Coach, for some of our high school coach listeners out there, and collegiate also, but what are some of the things maybe that at this time of the year, like it's February, that your baseball team would be doing as far as their training and prepping for spring?
Yep. With baseball, I try to keep it fairly basic. You know, I'm a big believer in shoulder health for them, especially in shoulder and elbow. I personally believe that, in my opinion, that if strong and stable is what we're looking for. A lot of these guys have a lot of laxity, and they don't tend to train much in the summertime when they go home. A lot of them play summer ball, and they'll put more of their emphasis on the playing baseball all summer. So when I get them in the fall, I basically try to build up their shoulders and you know, their really all of their joints around their body, but especially their shoulder and their elbows, to make sure that they can handle the rigors of what we're doing. And we press overhead, like we'll military press with either bars or dumbbells. We bench press baseball. And a lot of it is based on the kid. You know, some pitchers would prefer to barbell bench, and they tell me that dumbbell kind of doesn't feel comfortable on their shoulder. And some of the position players are the opposite. So I kind of let them choose as far as the mode in which we're doing, and you know, more or less train the muscle in whatever way we can that best fits their structure and what their current situation is. And, you know, obviously consistent and progressive training throughout the fall and then into the preseason for them is pivotal. And our coaches are, you know, they're dedicated to getting them in here twice a week throughout the season as well. I just took baseball over last January, so it's a little bit different approach. And the coaches have really bought in, and the players have really bought in on what we're doing and why we're doing it. And basically, I say that our training philosophy here is to keep the kids bulletproof, because we want them to be able to play baseball at a very high level, not necessarily, you know, be the heaviest squatter or bench presser or whatever it may be. We want them to be able to play baseball. at a very high level for as long as it takes to win. So that's kind of what we try to do. We keep things very simple and basic and progressive and just work them. So
shoulders and elbow.
Yeah, keep them healthy.
Coach, as we take a look out this glass window here into your SIBO Athletic Training Center on your weight room floor here, we're watching some of your volleyball players go through some hang cleans. What are some tips for performing the hang clean that you teach?
A lot of what we teach is, I mean, obviously technical, like be able to do it really well and focus more on the technique of it before we put any substantial amount of weight. We use a lot of the Olympic stuff is like what they're doing right now. We call it a clean warm up. Mm-hmm. They'll basically do a high pull, hang clean, and then into a front squat. And we use a lot of that as a warm up. I mean, just a mobility type of deal. You know, get them moving. They might do their first set with a bar and then we have the kilo plates, so like a 5 kilo. So they'll have 66 pounds on the bar. They'll do another set, and they might add a little bit more depending on their skill level. They're then going to transition today into – they're going to be doing some box cleans, and a lot of it is, you know, teaching them the positioning. We tend to teach it from the top down. We don't just have them start pulling immediately off the floor. Mm-hmm. A lot of these girls, too, that, you know, if they're 6'3", 6'4", they might not be able to get in a position to comfortably pull off the floor because they're – volleyball players and not Olympic weightlifters. So we start them from the top and teach them how to extend their hip, teach them how to keep the bar close to their body. We front squat them quite a bit. I believe they're going to front squat today as well. And that way they can teach them that positioning and really it just honing in on positioning all the way through the lift.
Now, do you guys do a lot of hip mobility stuff with your athletes as far as you know, a lot of the schools we've seen are incorporating a lot of yoga and type of movements like that.
Yes, we do. We do hurdles. We do like the old school, like hydrants and circles and stuff like that. Basic general hip mobility stuff. We do quite a bit of like the, you know, the pigeon pose and the different hip mobility stuff with yoga. We have a lady on campus that she has to get certain amount of hours per week. Per year of volunteer time with her yoga certification. So she volunteers her time and works with a lot of our sports teams with yoga. So she'll do in the summertime. We'll have an all sports yoga session once a week throughout the summertime, and then during the school year because of it's a little harder to do that. But with the hectic schedules, but we'll set her up with certain teams. Soccer's use them. I believe volleyball uses them. Football has used her in the past. Basketballs have used her come in and do yoga with the student athletes. And luckily for us, it's free. So that's a big benefit.
Interesting stuff, Coach. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, you know, for some tips, pointers, find out a little bit more about the Bowling Green State University Falcons training program that you're running here, yep, how would they get a hold of you?
Email. My email is kgoodri@bgsu.edu, or they can call my office. The number is 419-372-6024.
And that's Kenny Goodrich. He's the director of strength training here at Bowling Green State University. We're in Bowling Green, Ohio today. Kenny, thanks for joining us on this ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.